From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abile reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is remaining defiant in the midst of widespread accusations his government carried out a deadly chemical attack last week. Monitoring groups say his forces, along with Russia, have escalated attacks on civilians in a clear challenge to the international community. In his first interview since the chemical weapons airstrike on Khan Seikhun earlier this month, Assad told the AFP the incident was a fabrication to justify a U.S. military strike. Assad argued his impression is that the West, mainly the U.S., is hand in glove with the terrorists, referring to the opposition forces. He added Damascus handed over all of its chemical weapons back in 2013. An air and airstrike by a U.S.-backed coalition killed 18 allied soldiers who are fighting the Islamic State militant group in northern Syria. U.S. Central Command, which directs U.S. forces in the Middle East, said allied forces members inadvertently carried out the attack Tuesday south of Tabqa, a strategically important town near the IS stronghold of Raqqa. Raqqa is the self-declared capital of IS and is the largest Syrian city under the group's control. The new U.S. spy chief blasted the anti-secrecy group WikiLeaks in his first public comment. CIA Director Mike Pompeo labeled it a hostile intelligence organization out to damage the United States as much as any terrorist organization. Pompeo said WikiLeaks overwhelmingly focuses on the United States while seeking support from anti-democratic countries and organizations. He even said WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is a darling of terrorist groups. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it dropped the most powerful non-nuclear bomb in its arsenal in Afghanistan. A Pentagon statement said the bomb was dropped Thursday on an Islamic State tunnel complex in the Achin district of Nangarhar province near the border with Pakistan. The device, called the Massive Ordnance Air Blast Bomb, contains 11 tons of explosives. Based on its acronym, the U.S. Air Force has nicknamed it the mother of all bombs. Pentagon spokesman Adam Stump said it was the first use of the bomb in a combat situation. President Donald Trump said the airstrike was a success.
If you look at what's happened over the last 8 weeks and compare that really to what's happened over the last 8 years, you'll see there's a tremendous difference, So we have incredible leaders in the military and we have incredible military, and we are very proud of them. And this was another very, very successful mission.
He also answered questions about his expectations of Chinese President Xi Jinping's role in curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions.
I have really gotten to like and respect, as you know, President Xi. He's a terrific person. We spent a lot of time together in Florida, and he's a very special man. So we'll see how it goes. I think he's going to try very hard.
U.S. President Donald Trump. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un commemorated the opening of a skyscraper-lined district in Pyongyang Thursday amid rapidly escalating tensions between his country and the United States. Kim cut a ceremonial ribbon to mark the event before a rally attended by more than 100,000 people. The sprawling project includes a 70-story apartment complex and stretches out of downtown Pyongyang to the place where the country's past leaders are kept embalmed. International organizations are demanding Russia investigate the abduction, detention, and killing of gay and bisexual men in the country's southern republic of Chechnya. United Nations human rights experts on Thursday called on Russian authorities to put an end to the persecution of people perceived to be gay or bisexual in the Chechen Republic who are living in a climate of fear fueled by homophobic speeches by local authorities. The appeals follow reports in the respected Russian newspaper Novaya Gazeta that police in the predominantly Muslim Republic of Chechnya have rounded up more than 100 men suspected of homosexuality and that at least three of them have been killed. For more news, log on to voanews.com. I am Ji Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.